Hey everyone, welcome back to Amazing Adventures with David and Nicole. I, of course, am your host, Josh. And we are going back to the Mile High today. But this time we're not going to the Red Rocks. We're going to the Great American Beer Festival. So if you guys don't know David and Nicole well, then what are you doing? But really, you know, they enjoy good beer. So I'm excited to hear this one.
So, a little bit about the place, specifically. The Great American Beer Festival is considered probably the number one craft beer festival in the United States.
It is officially the largest beer festival in the U.S.
And it was massive. And Nicole had a coworker, colleague, friend, mentor, you name it. Angela's been everything to Nicole. And
one of my best friends.
She had gone out there to Denver to pursue a relationship. And relocated and redid her whole life there. Footnote, she's back in Texas. The man she was seeing at the time is a beer captain in the Great American Beer Festival and has been for many, many years. So when we met him and he learned a little bit about me, he insisted, you guys have got to come out and do this. It's usually in late September, early October. And in 2022, we got to go. And so it's this massive, massive beer festival in a convention center. People coming in from all over the country, you know, to brew their beers. There's music in the...
To bring their beers to compete.
To taste it. It's major competition. We've been to other places since we were there, which was October of 2022, where they advertised. We were in Montana. There's a prior podcast in Montana, and they were advertising that one of the breweries on the main street in Montana was advertising that their Pilsner was the third place finisher in Pilsner category at the Great American Beer Festival. So it's not a small thing.
I actually have a buddy down in Florida who they are Walking Tree Brewery, and their oatmeal stout won first place at the Great American Beer Festival.
Okay, so it was pretty cool. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Because there are over 500 breweries that present in this event.
Right. From all over the country.
There are thousands of beers. Like each one of the breweries have multiple beers. And you get your little cup, and it's very small, but you keep going around, and there was a lot of beer. There was a lot of beer.
Yeah.
So would you say there was a great amount of beer?
Yes.
And there were plenty of breweries from Texas too, including Freetail Brewing.
Yeah.
And there was somebody there. Okay, so we're jumping ahead real quick.
I think in 2003 there was the state of Texas actually had 16 medals at the Great American Beer Fest.
That's so impressive.
That is. Somebody at the Freetail Brewing booth knew our friend Dustin, who works the beer industry here in Texas. In fact, I'm speaking to you, and my laptop is sitting on a bar mat he got me from Freetail Brewing because their logo involves a bat, and we've made it clear that Nicole is bat crazy for bats. And so there was somebody there that knew Dustin, so that was one of the crazier stories of the week. But a quick footnote, side trip, etc., is I had been working for over a year and a half now with this company I do consulting for in my day job. One of the primary people I'd worked a lot with lives in the Colorado area, extremely well connected, always knows people. And we found out that on the day that we got there and flew into Denver, the Broncos were hosting a Thursday night game against the Colts. And Nicole and I, being such huge football fans, thought, well, that would be a lot of fun to go to a Broncos game. You know, we'd like to hit as many NFL stadiums as we could. Sadly, it was a miserable game. The temperature dove down fast. It was a field goal fest. I think the final score was 12-9 in overtime. 7 field goals, no touchdowns. But, hey, we got to check Mile High at Empower Field or Empower Stadium at Mile High, whatever that weird name they call it. So Thursday night was the Broncos and Colts. And then Friday was day one of our beer fest. And it was overwhelming.
Yeah, I'm very, very glad that the beer festival is in the convention center because it was cold. October in Denver can be
prepared.
Very frigid.
And
which would be one of the reasons why our friend is now back in Texas.
Yeah. We took some pictures. The Live Oak Brewing Company, I drink Live Oak Pils at the airport all the time. They were represented. They were celebrating 40 years of the Great American Beer Festival. And then, you know, word plays and puns.
But there's so many cool things. Like, you know, if these people are obviously pros at this. There were a lot of people with snack necklaces. So they'd have, like, these necklaces designed with, like, pretzels and different kinds of snacks on them. So that, like, as they're, you know, drinking their beer, they've got, you know, something to put in their stomach besides beer. So obviously pros. And then there were a bunch of funny people wearing costumes. There was like Scooby and the Gang, Men in Hats. There's a group with Men in Hats. A lot of people wearing like German themed outfits, people in furry animal suits, food themed costumes. So, I mean, it was a whole thing.
There was, yeah, so I'm, you know, scrolling through pictures. There was a group there dressed as mariachis. There's a lot of restrooms, so that's a plus. This is back when, you know.
Hey, the good thing about going to the restroom at the beer festival is that the women's restroom lines are much shorter than the men's.
That was true.
Good time so to be a girl.
You heard it here first. Go to guy events so you have shorter bathroom lines.
Exactly. There was a silent disco. My friend and I, we did the silent disco. We saw there's a giant blue bear outside the Denver Convention Center. If you've never been to Denver, it's like standing there. It's huge, and it's like it's looking inside the convention center. It's hilarious. I don't know the story behind it, but it's just, you know, such a fun piece.
Yeah. And what's funny is there really was no limit to the amount of beer, and even though you're only getting, you know, 2 or 3, maybe 4 ounces in a taste. Some of the, you know, the names of some of the beers are just, you know, fantastic. One I took a picture of it's a Norwegian farmhouse ale called Short Just Like Your Temper.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And, you know.
And a lot of the stout, you know, I drink stouts and porters, and so I just like dark beers. And some of them, the alcohol content was so high.
They're really high.
So high.
So I'm going to make a correction here from what I said earlier, and I'll give you a name and a percentage of alcohol that is pretty fun. So they actually had two place. One was silver, one was bronze. So I made the mistake of it the other. The one that placed silver was called, and this is Walking Tree Brewery in Florida, Barnacled Manatee Barley Wine. And that is a 9.7% ABV. Ooh. And then the other one that they had placed bronze. And it is Duke Snyder's Imperial Stout at 9%.
That's cool. The Native Texan Independence Brewing Company was there. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of Texas, and that was really cool. And there was we got a lot of good stuff for free. We got a bunch of beer related things, and it's just a fun party celebration of all things beer. It's definitely something worth going to at least once
every year. You can go every year because you're not going to remember it. one of the ones that I had that I really liked was called it's from Buffalo Track Barrel aged Let Them Drink Cake Imperial Sweet Stout, 15.5 ABV.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like drinking a wine.
Yeah, my friend said, well, did you just drink it with a spoon because, like, it's so, you know, it was thick.
Yeah, it had to be.
Yeah. Pretty, it was pretty amazing.
I have heard it's a festival like none other. I haven't personally been myself, but I have had several friends that have gone to it over the years. And, of course, hearing from you guys, too, it's just, it's a one-of-a-kind festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a little bit of extra treatment having, you know, been there with the beer captain. And what did we collect or what do we collect or bring back? Well, Angela's guy, Scott, has become a good friend, stayed in touch. Mm-hmm. And
what did we forget? We should have made notes on the beers we liked because we can't remember them. There were so many beers.
Somebody was walking around with a name tag sticker on that said, "I swear to drunk, I'm not God." But Scott gave me his beer captain shirt for that year, which was really, really cool. Still have it.
But it's so the convention center is very close to the 16th Street Mall. So if you've not been to Denver, there's this street that has like lots of restaurants and bars and stores. And it's a neat place to walk up and down. And they have a shuttle that goes back and forth. David has a pizza place there at the 16th Street Mall that he loves.
Brooklyn's Finest Pizza. I love that place.
Yes.
And make sure we get to go at least twice every time we do go.
Yeah. And the place we typically like where we've stayed at two places, but they're sister properties across from each other. One is the historic Brown Palace.
Right.
Which is a little more expensive. Very historic, very... you know, it's an old hotel.
Sometime shortly after we stayed there or booked there, one or the other, I'm reading presidential biographies in chronological order, and I was reading about Eisenhower. And Eisenhower made the Brown Palace Hotel in Denver his campaign headquarters when he ran for president in 1952. It's got a couple of bars. It's got a cigar bar, and it's got a maritime-themed bar, a coffee shop.
And in the center is a big tea area. Like, they do tea, like, afternoon tea. So people, women, girls, will get reservations. And they'll dress to the nines with the big hats and everything. And they'll go for a tea.
For tea time.
With the little, you know, the tiny little sandwiches and sweets and stuff. And so when you're staying at that hotel, you'll see people down, you know, having their tea. And, you know, it's really cute to see the little girls who are all, you know, excited about this neat experience. But a more reasonable option right across the street is a Holiday Inn. And it's actually connected to the Brown Palace by a sky bridge. So you can go from Holiday Inn over to the Brown Palace and enjoy all the bars. And there's a little coffee shop, the Brown Palace Coffee Shop. It has really good coffee. But this Holiday Inn was actually built as an extension to the Brown Palace, but people didn't like it back in the, you know, whenever it was built, because they wanted to stay at the Brown Palace and it felt like a step down.
Right. I mean, and it's actually a Holiday Inn Express. If you're familiar with the IHG family of hotels, Holiday Inn Express is actually a notch below the Holiday Inn. And, you know, it's clearly if people feel like they've got to stay at the top-notch, classiest place, you're going to go stay at the Brown Palace. But you can get almost all the benefits of it. You can walk over to the Brown Palace, and Nicole would walk over in the mornings and get coffee from the coffee shop because she preferred that option to, you know, in-room coffee maker coffee. And
at the Holiday Inn, you don't have to worry about setting off the fire alarm with the shower.
Yeah.
I take really hot showers and I set off the fire alarm at the Brown Palace in our room because of the steam from my shower. So
that was not fun.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
I know.
Yeah, I neither.
And they came and they knocked on the door and they said, "Was somebody taking a shower?"
Oh, so it's happened before.
Yeah, I was like, thank God it was just the fire alarm and not the sprinkler. So, yeah, I mean, if you like beer, and the other thing, and I don't know that we expressed this very well, but and we may have said it when we talked about Denver, when we talked about Red Rocks, but you can Uber in from the airport, and you don't need a car. You can. We were able to walk everywhere we went that trip. When we went to Mile High, and I'm a traditionalist, so when it comes to my sports, you're going to hear me refer to how I grew up with them. When we went to Mile High, was there a bus for that one too?
We took a bus.
Yeah, there's a
bus. It was a public bus.
Yeah, that's right. We took a public bus.
And then on the way back, we took the train. There's a, you know, a metro train, and it dropped you off at the, like, the Grand Central Station type, the Union Station.
Union Station.
Union Station, which has really great bars, by the way, in Union Station in Denver.
Yep.
So there's multiple in there, but they're really cool bars in Union Station. Again, another historic old railway station. Another place we went to Sam's Number 3. It is a diner that opened in 1927, and it's been going continuously since then. And it still is just like, you know, it was in 1927. It's the old.
So was it Sam's Number 3 in 1927, or was it just Sam's?
And it's worked. I think it was Sam's Number 3. I don't know what the reason is. I tried to find out, and I couldn't really get the research on that. But
he was the third Sam in town.
Yeah, maybe so. And then, they, unlike many diners, they have alcohol there. So, and they have like rotating seasonal, like fun drinks. I can't remember exactly what it was, but they had like different, fun drinks based on the season at the time. So I definitely recommend that. It was good old fashioned diner food.
Yeah. Which you definitely need, you know.
When
lunch,
you're drinking all that
the
beer.
Day after the first night of beer festival. And that's one of the great things about it. As massively huge as it is, it's also 3 days. So you've got plenty of time to make it to every brewery and try every beer that you're interested in trying. So
and they have morning session and afternoon session each day. So.
Right.
And was it in the fall when y'all went?
Yes, yeah. It was in October.
Early October.
Yeah. Okay.
October of 22.
So during football season.
Yes.
Yes. But we did get up on Sunday and find a place to watch the NFL. So, if you like beer at all, you need to put this on your beer bucket list, is to get to Denver for the Great American Beer Festival. In fact, if you're hearing this and you have any interest in it whatsoever, I can tell you, that I kind of sort of expect to get invited back one day, and maybe somebody out there can join us. As you know, we collect people and we take people on trips, and you're all invited.
All right. Well, this was a short one, but a good one. So we'll talk to y'all next time.